here's a story from The World.
The border between the U.S. and Canada is still restricted, as it's been for 16 months. That's been a big problem for U.S. border towns that rely on Canadians crossing over to shop and do business. A prime example, Point Roberts, Washington. It's on the north side of Puget Sound, isolated from the U.S. mainland, but connected to a peninsula in British Columbia. Benjamin Payne has our story.
These days, it's tough for Americans like me to get to Point Roberts. Before the pandemic, I could drive through British Columbia to get here. Now, my only option is a two-hour ferry ride from the city of Bellingham, Washington, population 90,000, to Point Roberts, population 1,000. Residents here get their electricity from Canada, their water from Canada, and, until the pandemic, most of their business from Canada. When I walk into the only grocery store in town, the aisles are stocked, but customers are almost nowhere to be seen.
July 1st, today's Canada Day. Sunday's July 4th. This should be my absolute kick-butt week of the year.
That's Allie Hayton. She's the owner of this place, the Point Roberts International Marketplace. But these days, it's not so international.
To operate on $50,000 of volume a week, when in a peak summer month like this, we should be doing $350 a week, it's just not sustainable.
Hayton had been banking on the border to reopen at the end of June. But then the U.S. and Canada extended the closure.
When they announced that they were going to extend it another month, it was soul-crushing is the only way I can describe it. It was the first time I ever felt absolutely defeated, like I can't do this anymore.
Later on in our interview, something, or rather someone, grabs Hayton's attention out of the corner of her eye. A white-haired gentleman, 80 years old, is looking through the window of Hayton's office. It's Brian Calder, president of the Point Roberts Chamber of Commerce. He's holding up a bright orange T-shirt.
And it says, Inmate 3-2020, Point Roberts Lockdown.
3-2020, as in March 2020, when the border shutdown began.
I'm selling T-shirts. We got them yesterday at 2, and I sold 15, and I got 4 online orders from Minnesota.
He's driving around town, selling them to raise awareness of what feels to many like economic imprisonment. So I hitch a ride with Calder in his truck. He takes me just down the road to Point Roberts Shell Center, a general store and gas station. Manager and part owner Chuck Laird tells me they used to have 18 full-time employees. Now they're down to just one, him.
And we can't afford to make my regular paycheck. So I'm working like double hours for the same amount of money. My daughter's over here working for free just to keep the doors open.
As a sign of just how reliant the town is on Canadians, gas here is sold by the liter. The next stop is Point to Point Parcel, a shipping and receiving warehouse. It's on the same block as the port of entry into Point Roberts. Calder's niece, Beth, is manager and part owner.
We just celebrated our 20-year anniversary of being in business, and it's been a struggle. We almost feel like we've kind of gone back 20 years.
That's because their business model is built around Canadian citizens. In normal times,
95%+ of our business is giving an address to a Canadian to be able to use the mail order system in the U.S., and they have it shipped here, and then they come across the border.
But with the border closed, Canadians can't come down to pick up their packages. And she says most Canadians don't want to have them shipped up north, since the cost of international shipping shot up during the pandemic. And about that border crossing just down the block?
Now my biggest fear is it's going to reopen and there's no staff. I laid off 8 of my 10 staff last March and most of them have relocated. So I've been struggling trying to find staff to start coming back with the anticipation of the border actually reopening, and I'm not getting anywhere.
Other small business owners I spoke with that day have similar stories of struggle. A building supplies store without its base of Canadian property owners. A cafe that just reopened on a trial run, testing if it can stay afloat this summer without the hordes of hungry Canadians. Come evening, it's time for me to hop back on the ferry. The captain comes on the speaker.
Sit back and enjoy the two-hour trip down to Bellingham.
It's a long ride, but at least I know when I'm getting home, back to normal. For the businesses and residents of Point Roberts, there's no telling when, or even if, normal will return. For The World, I'm Benjamin Payne.